Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Arguably, it was former Massachusetts Governor William Weld who blazed the political trail for Romney. After all, it was Weld's election and re-election as governor in the 1990s that proved a moderate Republican could win in modern times here. No recent governor had a bigger personality. Remember when Weld jumped into the Charles River fully clothed to promote clean water? He's also very much his own man. In 2008, he voted for Barack Obama instead of the GOP nominee, John McCain. But this year, he's enthusiastically supporting Romney as a GOP delegate from New York State, where he now lives. We caught up with Weld here in Tampa and spoke about his large personality compared to Romney's in a week in which the Romney campaign is trying to humanize Mitt.
Well, I always had the opposite problem. I was human, all too human, I suppose. I know Mitt awfully well. He couldn't be a more genial, relaxed, easy to get along with person. So my advice to him would be just get out there and be yourself. And this is going to be something that will be taken care of by tincture of time as the electorate gets to know you better.
Do you think personality is important for politicians? Is it absolutely necessary?
Well, first, he has a very excellent and winning personality. Second, no, I don't. I don't think President Nixon had that outgoing a personality. He was elected President of the United States twice. I don't think there's much comparison between Governor Romney and then-candidate Nixon, but it's just an example. Sometimes people vote for who they think would be the correct steward of affairs at that point in the nation's history, and there I think Mitt has an enormous advantage.
Let's turn to politics. In 2008, we all know that you supported President Obama. You called him a once-in-a-lifetime candidate who would transform politics. What's changed?
Well, I must say I was very enthusiastic about candidate Obama. I had been supporting Governor Romney in the primaries and came out for Obama only after Governor Romney dropped out on the Republican side. I would say just a couple things. One is, somewhat to my surprise, I think the president has not emerged as someone with a deft political hand within Washington, D.C. The other is this debate that's come to the fore this year, which really is about the economy, that started when the president said that we need more jobs in state and local government. The private sector is doing just fine. That was surprising enough. But then a couple months later, he said, reprising a theme developed by Elizabeth Warren in the Massachusetts Senate race, if you have a job, you didn't create that job. You didn't build that job. That job just came from somewhere. It's not about you. Well, that's news for everybody that's ever built a business in the United States.
You've clearly always been identified as a moderate to maybe even liberal Republican, some would say, although fiscally conservative. I'm wondering if you think Mitt Romney's choice of Paul Ryan, who's very much on the right, was a good choice.
I think Paul Ryan is a pretty exciting choice for a VP. I'm a member of the libertarian wing of the Republican Party, not the movement conservative, social conservative wing. But those two can coexist without agreeing.
Massachusetts is, of course, as you know, taking a very central role in this year's convention compared to years past. Not its usual position. The party is not necessarily usually in love with Massachusetts. Are you enjoying this new position for Massachusetts?
Yeah, it's great being right here in the Marriott Waterside, which is totally front and center, and Governor Romney and his family and staff are staying here, and so is the Massachusetts delegation. I'm kind of an interloper in that I'm a delegate from New York State, but I'm hanging out with the Massachusetts delegation. I remember in 1990 being in Detroit for the convention that nominated Ronald Reagan, and I was with the Massachusetts delegation, of course, and we were located in Plymouth, Michigan, which was over an hour's bus drive from the site of the convention. And, this year it's the New York delegation that's in Clearwater, Florida, which is over an hour's bus drive from right where you and I are sitting right now. So I'll take this any day.
I forget. Are you a resident of New York?
Yes, I've been a resident of New York State since 2000, although I've been having a lot more fun in Massachusetts and more occasion to be back there recently than I had before. So you never know.
You know, I mentioned it because I know you told Massachusetts delegates that you think you're going to spend a lot more time in Massachusetts. Is this William Weld code for saying that you might take another swing at Massachusetts politics?
No, Bob, you know I always say what I mean and I never speak in code.
An excellent non-answer. William Weld, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bob.
Never shy about making tongues wag about him, former Massachusetts Governor William Weld. For full coverage of all the events here, go to our website, wbur.org. From the Republican National Convention, I'm Bob Oakes.